Take cover.
So you want me to be a night agent?
God, no. I want you to answer the phone for them. It rarely rings.
Because, Picard, we have a problem.
Power down all of your ship's non-essential systems immediately.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, March 23rd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. It's been a long time since Cheech and Chong made a movie together, but the stoner icons are finally set to reunite on screen soon. Their next movie, described for now as Untitled Cheech and Chong Project, will be a biopic exploring their origins and influence on comedy and stoner culture. No word yet on who will play the duo or direct the movie. Let's be bad, because Smash is finally coming to Broadway. Original series producers Robert Greenblatt, Neil Marin, and Steven Spielberg have announced that the former NBC series is getting the Broadway treatment. Theater legend Susan Stroman is set to direct, with a score by Scott Whitman and Mark Shaiman. Many of the most beloved songs from the TV series will be featured, but the duo will also pen new tracks. The production is slated for the 2024-2025 Broadway season, with more details, including any casting news, still to come. And rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine was hospitalized after a group of men assaulted him inside a South Florida gym on Tuesday. The 26-year-old rapper, whose real name is Daniel Hernandez, sustained non-life-threatening injuries to his face after several individuals ambushed and attacked him inside an LA Fitness, according to Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. The perpetrators fled after employees were made aware of the disturbance, and 6ix9ine was transported via ambulance to a local hospital. At the time of production, it is unclear if 6ix9ine is still hospitalized. The motive behind the assault is also unclear. The rapper's attorney did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number three. 8 housewives are headed to Asia for the trip of a lifetime on today's number 3 pick. The new season of The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip is taking the ladies, Portia Williams, Gisele Bryant, Candace Dillard Bassett, Alexia Echevarria, Marisol Patton, Leah McSweeney, Heather Gay, and Whitney Rose to Thailand. And things seem to be going great until Salt Lake City's Heather confronts her cousin Whitney to discuss their issues. Then Heather makes a hurtful comment about NYC's Leah's drinking, and the rest of the women take sides. Here's a preview.
My intention for this trip, that I keep all of my edges.
Hallelujah. What is that big old thing?
It looks like a penis.
Thank you.
This is a food orgasm.
It came on my face. I wasn't expecting it.
Who's gonna be my porn star?
I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Lift that leg.
They were massaging your vagina.
They were trying to.
I want my money back, because ain't nobody touch mine.
I mean, it's 8 housewives in a foreign country.
What can go wrong?
Oh, well, if you thought Thai food was spicy, you haven't seen what these housewives are dishing up on the new season of The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. The season premiere is streaming now on Peacock.
Number 2.
Up next, we have an action-packed pick. The new Netflix action drama series, The Night Agent, follows FBI agent Peter Sutherland, played by Gabriel Basso. Hong Chau's Diane Farr assigns the quick-thinking and dedicated Agent Sutherland to Night Action, a top-secret FBI program. Now, he's told the phone will never ring, but when it does, he has to immediately spring into action to save the White House from dangerous enemies. Here is a preview.
The FBI is the United States' premier law enforcement agency.
Ma'am, I need to take my seat.
We have a zero-fail mission to uphold, which means that we expect nothing short of perfection.
FBI, I need everybody to exit the train right now.
Now please stand as I administer your oath.
Welcome to the White House, Peter.
Have you ever heard of Night Action? It's a top secret investigative program within the FBI.
So you want me to be a night agent?
God, no. I want you to answer the phone for them. It rarely rings.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm in danger. There's intruders. What do I do?
It's gonna be all right.
I'm on my way.
We just lost two federal agents.
They suspect someone in the White House of being involved.
They're after me now, aren't they?
Go!
I have orders to protect you with my life.
The more you know, the more dangerous this becomes. You have no idea what you're getting into.
You found something.
This isn't a terrorist attack. This is an assassination attempt.
How do we know that you aren't in on this?
You're really on my side, aren't you?
Come on!
I haven't told you everything yet.
This plan of yours?
Peter!
If we're wrong about any of it, we're done. Take the wheel!
Oh boy, well, conspiracies can have dangerous consequences. All episodes of the new series, The Night Agent, are streaming now on Netflix.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. As I mentioned, Gabriel Basso plays Agent Sutherland on The Night Agent, and you might recognize Basso from some beloved movies and TV shows. Some of his credits include The Big C, The Hive, and Super 8. He also starred in the 2013 film The Kings of Summer alongside which two other actors? Lucas Gage, Nick Robinson, or Moises Arias? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We're headed to outer space for today's number one pick, the new episode of Star Trek Picard, and it is a doozy. Patrick Stewart's Picard is on the run from the shape-shifting aliens known as Changelings, which are disguised as Starfleet after escaping their capture last week thanks to a surprise appearance by the Next Generation's Ro'Laren, reprised by the fantastic Michelle Forbes. Now the clock is ticking on Picard and the remaining crew of the Titan to expose Starfleet's, or the Changelings, plot to destroy the Federation. And there's one person Picard is hoping can help, Geordi LaForge. That's right, LeVar Burton makes his return. Have a listen.
We're being healed.
Good.
Respectfully, sir, I'm not sure.
On screen.
Geordi.
Listen to me very carefully, Jean-Luc. Power down all of your ship's non-essential systems immediately.
Geordi, we need your help.
Commodore LaForge.
Geordi.
I must admit, in the nanosecond my body de- and then reconstructed, I debated the virtues of a
curt professional handshake or an uncomfortable but long overdue hug.
And which way would it go?
I mean, I think we all know what he chooses. The hug. LeVar isn't the only Burton you'll see in this episode, by the way. His real-life daughter, Mika, makes her Star Trek debut as Alondra, Geordi's daughter. The new episode of Picard is streaming now on Paramount+. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Gabriel Basso starred in The Kings of Summer with which two actors? Lucas Gage, Nick Robinson, or Moises Arias? That would be Nick and Moises. In the 2013 dramedy, the three played teens who escaped to the woods for the summer to live their best lives away from the confines and rules of parents. The Kings of Summer is available to rent on digital platforms. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted, written, and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.